Hey Rick, how are you?
Hey Lisa, good afternoon. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good. For some reason, the call wasn't going through. I don't know if it's another one of those AT&T things or what. I don't know.
Well, interesting. I mean, I just got your text, so I thought I'd just give you a call back right
Great.
away.
Thank you so much. That's perfect.
Oh, my pleasure. So how's the day coming along?
Okay, good. Very busy, but good.
All
How
right,
about
not bad.
yourself?
Well, hanging in there today. It's a good start to the week, though.
Okay, good.
Awesome. So, Lisa, last week I think you met the team early last week, or was that I think about late 2 weeks ago. But anyway, so I'm in loop of the progress with the team, and we're also going to send you a checklist that requires for you to provide us the accounts and everything, so we can be kind of pre-prepared with whatever we require to go live with the application.
Okay.
Although, of course, we are quite far out. I mean, it's the development still remains, but we just wanted to get that list to you because that takes time as well, setting up the Apple account, the
Okay.
Google account, and whatnot. So
Okay.
that's going to come to
Great.
you. Except that I think we're at pace, and unless you have any concerns that you'd like to raise, I think we're heading pretty fine. What do you think?
Yes, I think so. I need to go in and just update a few things from my conversation last week with Allie, but everything is looking good. I did have a couple of questions though, just on how things might work. So at the moment, I can understand how a user, a person who wants to book the restaurant, goes in and books it.
Right.
And I think on the other end, I think the restaurant can upload everything onto their phone, like all their menus and the information and things like that. But what if they wanted to connect it through an iPad or have a website attached to it? Because I'm not sure if it's the most convenient way for the restaurant to add everything on their phone.
Well, usually how this works is, especially with the other companies, in companion to you in the industry, say Rocket Internet, which is the owner of Foodpanda, even with Uber Eats, as far as I know. So they have an onboarding team, and the first time you have to do the menu for your client, rather than they having to do it, you usually have
Yeah.
a someone at your end who kind of onboards them and kind of shows them around the platform as well. Because no matter how easy to use the application for them is, their side of the application, they would need some walkthrough and some kind of orientation, as you call it, when you onboard them as well. So, we would rather recommend you have someone at your end who kind of onboards the new restaurants and gives them an orientation and then sets up their first time menu as well. And then if they just have to
Okay.
make the changes and keep it updated and change out prices, all that should be pretty easy for them to, kind of get up to speed with, as long as they have an orientation, a proper formal orientation with you guys.
Okay, so if they, I did that and I had a restaurant and I set everything up for them, how would they go in and see everything? I mean, I think Allie thought they could just do it on the phone, but I don't think that that's probably the best. How would they be able to see all the orders and things like that?
Well, they would have their side of the application, right? So, you use their, interface to upload the menu for them, just like they're
Yes.
using it, right? So you show them, literally you show them how their interface works. So you go into the menu, you set up a new menu for them, all the items together, including the categories and whatnot. And, once that's done and now their menu is set up, now they can use the same interface that they have. So we have a restaurant interface, right? So they can use that to make changes to their menu and to, receive orders, to stay updated with their payouts and everything. All of that is included in the restaurant interface if you're setting up.
Okay, and how would they actually can do it on their on an iPad or a computer, or does it have to like I think, I mean,
So,
how would they actually?
it's going to be compatible with the iPads, tablets, and all the mobile devices. It's not going to be a computer application per se. I mean, usually
Okay.
by standard within the industry that you're venturing into, you should have a web application, but that's something that we could, kind of build on down the line, or if that's something you need, we could discuss that. But otherwise, it's going to be a mobile app, right? So it could be downloaded on a tablet, an iPad, or even iPhones or other mobile devices. So it's going to
Okay,
be
so they can get
compatible
a
with all of them.
tablet and just. Okay, got it. Understand it now. Okay, and you think most of the companies have a web application as well, or in addition, or instead?
No, usually a web application is a secondary platform when you talk about a platform like yours, right? So usually, I
Okay.
mean, by standard, as far as the companies I've seen so far, they do have a web application because the restaurants, they're usually a lot of people are still desk based, right? I mean, they have a computer, they have a laptop, and that they like to work on, especially with something like uploading a full menu or churning out reports or churning out analytics and stuff like that. That's usually preferred on a desktop from a user standpoint. I think we did discuss this briefly when we started as well, but I think in order to stay within the current budget, we probably decided. I mean, that's as far as I remember, we probably decided to stick to the mobile platform for now. And then I think, as far as I know, we decided that once we get some direction on the mobile application, we could start with the web application. We could start looking at that as well, because essentially the web app is going to be a mirror of the mobile application in terms of the functionality. However, the orientation and the design is going to be different because it's going to be it's going to be landscape versus portrait orientation.
Okay, so really, do most companies have both, or do they have one? Do you think?
Most companies have both, starting with the mobile, and then they have a web application as well.
Okay,
So
and then
that's the
if
standard,
you could,
yeah.
okay, and then as far as a web application, how big a project is that?
Well, by rule of thumb, I cannot give you exact numbers unless I've done some working,
Sure.
but by rule of thumb, it should be about 35% of the cost of the mobile application, right? So, if we do the numbers, we're looking at somewhere about 20, 25. I don't know. I don't have the calculator open right now, but yeah, that's what you're looking at in terms of a complete web app for both the interfaces, the restaurant and the user side as well. Because essentially, even customers, by standard within your industry, say Uber Eats, right? I'm pretty sure you use Uber Eats, or you use platforms like OpenTable even. All of them have a desktop interface as well. With the customers, it's not the most preferable. It's still a mobile-first approach, but that's just the standard with which a lot of your existing customers or the customers that are using your far-right competitors may be more convenient with.
Okay, so they typically have both depending on what people want. But they
That's
start with the
right. Yeah,
mobile.
ideally. Ideally, yeah, that's
Okay.
right. Mobile
Okay.
first,
All
and
right.
then always build web whenever you feel like you have the direction for the mobile now.
Okay. And if the mobile app is done, is it sort of quick enough to get the web interface? Or is
The web
that how long?
interface is going to, the design takes some time because, that, like I said, it needs to be designed for a web application. The web application needs to be designed from scratch because it has a different orientation and screen size as well. However, the development could be fairly quick. So it's just about the lead time that's required to do the designs before you can get the development going. When you're building a mobile application, I think it's quite faster to have the web app done within that same time because, if you're familiar, by a bit with the coding on how that works, a web platform can be coded in parallel to a mobile application as long as you know what it's going to look like and what the UI and the UX is designed like.
Okay. Okay, that answers my question. But I'd be fine starting with the mobile app and then sort of piloting the program and then going on to a web interface
Oh,
if I
absolutely.
want to
Or
work on that. Okay.
yeah, or probably
Okay.
gain some, footing on the mobile app development side first, and then by the time we know that we're getting into, say, the beta phase, the beta 2 development, which is the second leg of beta development, whereby the API integrations and all of that happens, that's an ideal time to get a web application as well. In fact, could be slightly cheaper as well in terms of pricing. Because it's just about, it's just like constructing a building. So if you have to have a bridge going between the two buildings, just like the Twin Towers, it's easier to build that while you're building it rather than doing it later. And that kind of saves you at least a few thousand dollars as well. But we still have
Okay.
quite some time before you finally decide
Decide
that if
on
you really
that.
want.
Okay. All
Yeah.
right. Thank you. So you're going to send me then a list. Rick or Allie's going to send me a list.
That's right. So Ali is going to send
Okay.
you the list on Infinity, and that's going to look like an Excel sheet.
Okay.
And you could expect that coming in sometime next week now. So not this
Okay,
week,
great.
I
I'll
don't
keep my
spot it,
eye on.
but next week, yeah.
Okay, I'll keep my eye on things for this week. I know I needed to update a couple of things on my end that I'll do. Okay.
All right, for sure.
Great.
All right,
Great.
sounds good. And Aliza, the reason I wanted to call you, you might be thinking this would be about the progress of the project, but I've already taken an update from the team and we're going just fine. I just wanted to ask you about the invoice because until the time we had started out, it was it was no problem with delaying things and getting them going at your speed. But it's just that we have the team aligned now and we need to begin the alpha development in terms of the infrastructure setup. Meanwhile, the changes to the designs are done. Do you have an update for me on the invoice, or is that something that we could handle this week?
Sure, I mentioned on the other day because I'm on our contract that we have in three phases. So I paid the one when we were starting. I paid another one, I don't know, about a week ago. But there were three payments. I know you sent me an invoice for, I think, close to 19 and a half, but I think it was supposed to be done in three payments according to the contract.
Oh no, that's actually
Just
two
so.
payments clubbed together. One was supposed to go out when the mood board was delivered to you about I think about 3 to 4 weeks ago, but then we did not send that invoice out at that time because we wanted to kind of expedite the design phase for you.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so okay, that's fine then. I'll go off and I can do that this week. No problem.
All right, I'd highly appreciate it.
Okay.
So we can go ahead and we can
Okay.
start the development for you as well. All right.
It sounds good. Okay, Rick, that's great. Thanks so much.
No worries, Lisa. Anything else you wanted to confirm with me, granted that I have you on the
No.
call today?
No, I think that's great for now.
All right, then I'll let you go for the
All
day.
right.
Just keep an eye out on the checklist that's going to be coming in. And whenever you have the
Absolutely.
wire done, please send me a screenshot and we go from there.
Absolutely. Okay, that's great. All right.
All right.
Thank
Have
you
a good
very
rest of the
much,
week.
Rick. Appreciate your time. Thank you. You
My
too.
pleasure.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.